The name lavender was given to this plant in the Middle Ages. It came from the word lavare, meaning to wash, as the plant was used to perfume baths and laundry. Three types of lavender grow in Provence, all of them present in this parterre. Lavandula latifolia, or spike lavender. Lavandula angustifolia, or true lavender. And Lavandula stachys, which grows wild in the flinty soils of the hottest regions. There is also lavandin, a natural hybrid widely cultivated today. Spike lavender grows at lower altitudes, up to 700 metres. True lavender grows between 700 and 2,000 metres. Overlapping these zones, spontaneous growths of their hybrid, lavandin, are quite common. Size and scent enable one to distinguish these closely related species. Spiked lavender smells more camphor-like than true lavender. In the 19th century, peasants would pick wild true lavender for the perfume industry and grass, before it became more and more cultivated in the early 20th century. This plant, which producers in Haute-Provence call lavande fine, is now, like wine, protected by an appellation d'origine contrôlée. These days, however, it's the fast-growing and highly productive lavandin that's grown in most large fields. Popular uses of lavender are many and have been known since antiquity. In Provence, lavender is considered a panacea. Fresh, or as an essential oil, it's used externally to disinfect and heal cuts. It also keeps insects away and can be used to soothe bites or stings. Some even say it's an anti-venom. In phytotherapy, it's administered for its calming effects, as an anti-inflammatory and as a sedative, fighting insomnia and reducing stress. It can be made as a tea to remedy colds and sore throats, and is also widely used in veterinary medicine.